Late Sleepers, a The Flash fanfic written by Stories for Travelers and read by Katie Hart. Rated for teen and up audiences. Pairing, Cisco Ramon, Ronnie Raymond, Caitlin Snow. Summary. The morning after Cisco's first time joining Caitlin and Ronnie in bed. Cisco wakes up, feels the soft sheets around him, the warmth of someone next to him. His eyelids flutter open and he sees Ronnie, still asleep, Cisco's head still resting on Ronnie's bicep. Caitlin is on the other side of him, curled up under Ronnie's other arm. Cisco smiles, remembering the night before. It's tempting to sink back into sleep, to nestle deep under the covers. But he doesn't exactly know the protocol here. Was he even supposed to spend the night? Should he have gone home once they were done? Cisco sighs softly. He should probably get up now. Leave before super awkward morning conversations. He doesn't even want to think about how awkward it will be Monday morning at work. He slowly moves over, away from them, and stands up. He tries not to wake them, but Caitlin opens her eyes groggily at the motion of the bed. Cisco? She asks, confused. She looks tired, but beautiful. Yeah, it's me. Remember last night we... Where are you going? She asks. Caitlin pokes Ronnie and says, Cisco's trying to leave. Ronnie grunts, then opens his eyes. Huh? His hair is mussed, and he looks kind of adorably clueless. Caitlin gestures at Cisco, and Ronnie turns to look at him. Dude, Ronnie says, it's like 6 in the morning, and we don't have to work this weekend. Come back to bed. He wraps his hand around Cisco's wrists and pulls him lightly toward them. Cisco lets out a breath. Don't you want some time, alone? Caitlin and Ronnie look at each other, glances communicating something that Cisco can't discern. He wonders if that's what it's like for Ronnie at work, when he and Caitlin practically share brainwaves, and Ronnie has to ask them to translate their silent communication. Cisco, Caitlin says, get back in bed. There's just a little impatience in her voice, but her smile is a welcome. And Cisco gets back into bed, Ronnie bringing him in close with an arm around Cisco's back, Caitlin's hand reaching out to rest gently on Cisco's hip. Ronnie likes to sleep in on weekends, Caitlin tells them, moving her hand to slide up Ronnie's stomach. But if we work together, I bet we can give him a reason to wake up. She smirks darkly, dirty almost. And it's so unlike Caitlin and yet so perfectly her that Cisco suddenly swallows. Ronnie says, eyes already closed again. I am so on board with that. But if you guys let me sleep 20 more minutes, I'll make waffles for breakfast. Caitlin nods. I knew we could get waffles out of him, she whispers to Cisco. And Cisco honestly doesn't know if she's kidding that she was after the waffles all along, but he laughs and snuggles closer to both of them. She smiles, then holds Cisco's hand, then closes her eyes again. He watches them sleep, peaceful, smiling, for much longer than 20 minutes, but he doesn't try to leave again. The end.